Niger girls podcast listeners, welcome to this forum. Okay, I know some of you people have been needing this for the longest, but you did not know you needed it. Now do me a favor, I'm going to send it to your friend, and you guys should gist about this more. But before you do that, just warn them small that this podcast will contain Americanized pronunciations. So we Yoruba people will be saying our H's when we need to say it. I will be taking it off when we don't need to say it. Okay, so we already know what we have in our hand. If you're from the abroad and you think we're pronouncing things wrong, it's okay. I'll give it to your grandfather. We're going to be shaking the table. All the tables getting shook. The stools shooketh. Everybody is just going to be shooked. Agui will shook you. Anyways, if you think that our stories might be too embarrassing for you, you might be too holier than thou, let me tell you something. This is our real life. And so we're going to share as it comes and share as it has happened. We are not foolish, we are learning from everything, and so therefore, please, Momsi and Dadsi, be careful. If you are listening to this one and you are offended, we warn you, Sha. Please, listen at your own discretion, or don't go and send it to one picking somewhere that will be doing offense left and right, because we will never respond to you. So, just always know that there is God, oh, Chai!
Hey, welcome back to season 2 of Niger Girl Talks. It's your host, Olamide Ayanda. It's been a year since we first launched the podcast, and since then, the support has been tremendous. Like, you really don't understand. The support has been ridiculous. Since launching, we have had over 12,000 listeners.
Full time!
When I launched the podcast last year, I had no idea it would be like this. It was simply a passion project that I just shared with my friends. But people that I didn't even know have bought into the vision, and they have shared it with their community. And Niger Girl Talks is now on a bigger platform than I intended. And people are actually holding me accountable. So this season, we're coming bigger and we're coming harder than we did in season 1. We are coming with some topics that you didn't even think we were going to come up with. We're going there in season 2. But I feel like I'm just tooting my own horn. You know us Nigerians, all we do is brag about the bag. Okay, but for those who are joining us, let me tell you what Niger Girl Talks podcast is about. Niger Girl Talks showcase the lives and stories of first-generation Nigerian-American women. Being Nigerian is not for the faint of hearts.
When you're like kind of that strong, independent woman and you marry men who honor that strength and honor that independence and are still calling you to oneness, it's like you are challenged on another level.
So now what is happening is these women, you're not communicating with these women or asking them what you want to do in the next 5 years. You're not asking them because you genuinely want to know. You're asking them because you know that the way she's responding to you and the way she's talking to you and how fast she's texting you back makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you feel like, dang, I'm the man. I got this shorty on my life. You hear what I'm saying, you know?
But now adding living in the U.S.
Pressure to perform in your marriage.
I've heard women say that they want a guy to be direct, straight up. To me, I can never in my life
100% be 100%
direct. I lie, I'm not getting up, and I'm not going to see you from nowhere.
We hope these stories resonate with you and inspires you to tell your own story. And with that being said, happy Niger Independence Day. And one more thing before I forget, follow us on Instagram at Niger Girl Talks. We're having a giveaway. Be sure to check it out. Orabo.